Goldman Sachs is responding to that scalding op-ed in this morning's New York Times from a departing executive who says it made him sick to his stomach hearing colleagues callously talk about ripping clients off or calling them Muppets or putting company profits ahead of the client's best interests. Until today, Greg Smith worked in Goldman Sachs' London office. He says the firm rewarded employees for executing axes, that's unloading unprofitable stocks on clients, and hunting elephants, that's getting clients to trade whatever would bring the firm the greatest profits. Goldman Sachs issued a statement today. It reads in part, "We disagree with the views expressed," but those views are reverberating across the blogosphere. Sue Craig of the New York Times, are they, you know, they must be reverberating around Wall Street.
Yeah, I would say they definitely are. It went off like a bomb this morning internally, as you can imagine.
I almost fell off my Stairmaster, so I can't imagine how people who work in this industry feel. Well, take us through some of the things Greg Smith writes. I mean, what's his overall thought?
Well, I think that he's interesting because I think he talks about the principles of Goldman, and one of them is putting your client first. And Goldman talks a lot about that publicly and about their belief in that. But he feels that over time that Goldman has sort of put that secondary to making profit, and clients have become secondary and just, you know, a method simply to make more money. And, you know, he refers to some people at Goldman calling their clients Muppets.
Yeah, well, he also says not a single minute is spent asking questions about how to help clients. It's purely about making money off them. Now, you know, a lot of people, especially people who might have become more aware of Wall Street in the last, you know, 5 years or so, might cynically think, so we assume this is what Wall Street firms do. What is he saying about a culture shift?
Well, I think what you have to do is sort of step back and look at the two faces of Goldman. One is an investment bank that they were best known for years, and that is a function where you have a merger and Goldman comes in and will advise a company on how best to go about that and how to get the best price. That's sort of where you're clearly on the client side and you're giving them advice. There's obviously conflicts embedded in that, but generally that's sort of what you have, and that's what Goldman was best known for, is sort of serving the client in that way. But over the years, especially since the firm went public, they've evolved more into a trading house where they're trading with clients and also putting their own capital on the line to execute trades. And as part of that, their clients are more like counterparties. There's winners and losers in that transaction. And that's sort of become what Greg Smith has become frustrated with. I mean, that's sort of the function that he dealt with, was more on the trading side and just seeing how the clients he felt were being disadvantaged to Goldman's advantage over the years.
Well, as we read in all the coverage of the Wall Street collapse, you mentioned the firms, you know, starting in the 80s, started putting their own money up. They could be betting against their own clients.
They could in some cases, and they also could be taking positions from a client that they want to sell out in the future at a greater price. And so there's a negotiation there where the client can be disadvantaged as well.
Well, and you know, we also are reading about another aspect, you know, starting in the 90s, huge salaries, 250 times the salaries of other industries. I mean, how much, you know, he's talking about this as well. He's talking about Goldman Sachs leaders. I mean, how much of this is agreed upon conventional wisdom on Wall Street?
I think a lot of people have this view. I don't think it's held, obviously, universally inside the firm, and there's a lot of debate about it this morning. People still feel within Goldman that their culture is about putting the client first. So there's sort of a lot of debate, because obviously there's people internally who are, you know, cheering him on as well. I mean, it's a very current debate within the firm about how they treat clients and about just the shift that the firm has gone through from sort of this investment bank where they're advising these clients to a trading firm where your client is often at the other end of a trade that may not go well.
Greg Smith did not pull back any punches. He puts the blame firmly at the feet of the current CEO, Lloyd Blankfein, and President Gary Cohn. But as we said, Goldman Sachs has issued a statement. They told your paper, "We disagree with the views expressed, which we don't think reflect the way we run our business. In our view, we will only be successful if our clients are successful. The fundamental truth lies at the heart of how we conduct ourselves."
And they would say, look, people continue to do business with us, and that's the ultimate test of how they treat their clients. And there's something to that. But, I mean, a lot of people also feel that given Goldman's power in the market, that it's hard not to do business with them. I mean, it's an interesting chicken and egg issue. And the other thing that'll be interesting to see how this plays out is, sooner probably rather than later, Lloyd Blankfein, just because he's been there for 5 years now, the current CEO, will have to step down. And I think these issues will play into the succession and who is the next CEO, and do they pick a bank or do they pick someone who will pull them further back to sort of that client focus that everybody thinks that they've gotten away from, or a lot of people think they have. The president is currently sort of from the trading side where this criticism is coming from. He may get the job, that's Gary Cohn, or they could pick someone with investment banking and sort of try and do a little bit of image rehab. I mean, they know they have a problem, and I think they may say, you know, we put our clients first, but certainly most of the world thinks at this point that they're not.
Well, you talk about the fact that people still do business with them. What do you see happening going forward? I mean, your colleague Nelson Schwartz writes in the New York Times in response to all of this today that, you know, there are new regulations, that big banks are being forced to give up this kind of proprietary trading where they use their own money, that fewer graduates of elite Ivy League schools are flocking to careers in finance. Boy, I'm not seeing that. I mean, I speak to, you know, schools here, and they think that they have to go immediately to Wall Street. So what is your sense of what the future is?
Well, I think it's going to be interesting for Goldman more so than the other banks, because the new rules that are out, you mentioned the proprietary trading, in many cases those desks have been shut, but there's also just the issue of how the new regulations that are coming in will affect market making. Proprietary trading is a bit of a, it's sort of a hard thing, you know it when you see it, but it's hard to sort of get your head around how they could completely stop it. And it's just in terms of trading, these people are in the market and often they're buying positions from clients that then they hold on to for a long time, and that becomes a proprietary position that the firm owns. And will that be allowed down the road, and how long can they hold it for? And then also they're going to have to put up more capital to trade, and just by putting up more capital, your return on what you're making in those businesses will go down. So it's sort of, and you've seen Goldman in the last year or two, their profits have gone down dramatically. In some quarters they've actually reported a loss. It's been tough flooding for everybody, and Goldman hasn't gone the way of some other firms like Morgan Stanley, which has really pushed into wealth management.
Well, and what about Greg Smith? One last question. As it says in the paper, he is resigning today, you bet, as Goldman Sachs executive director and head of the firm's United States equity derivative business in Europe, the Middle East, and Africa. You know, I'm reading on the Wall Street Journal comments after their brief article, and they either excoriate Greg Smith and call him just a disgruntled employee, or praise him and call him a whistleblower. Where's he headed? Do we know?
I think his career options on Wall Street may be a bit limited at this point, but he resigned this morning just before the letter was posted on the New York Times website, and I think he's very disillusioned. I won't say young man, he's in his 30s, but disillusioned fellow, and I think he's going to step back and decide what he wants to do next. But I think he's, to say he's limited his career opportunities on Wall Street is probably a safe bet anyways.
Well, it's just quite something. Sue Craig of the New York Times on the op-ed on their paper today. We'll link to it at herenow.org. Sue, thanks so much.
Yeah, thanks for having me.